He's the man that knows the cap, bonuses and all of that. He's the one that gets you cut, front officer, don't give a word. He's the guy who knows the law, can't put him against the wall. He's the guy with all the answers, Matt and Chuck are backup dancers.
Front office, John Meagle.
That's right, brought to you by John Meagle Chevrolet. Check them out, their inventory, 300 vehicles, MeagleChevy.com. It is truck month. And actually, when I was at John Meagle over the weekend, just getting my regular service work done, got to drive around one of those Silverados, very cool. There's times where I'm going to have to at some point be a truck guy in my life. I'm not right now, but I want to be. So check out their inventory, MeagleChevy.com.
All right, Los, I had an assignment for you. As we looked ahead to the schedule this weekend and said the Falcons have a really good chance to get to 3-1. And boy, don't you feel like at 3-1, you could start thinking a little bit bigger as early in the season as it is. Mike Smith puts the seasons in quarters, and that would be a heck of a first quarter to go 3-1. So I said, Los, tell me, go back 8, 10, 12, 15 years and tell me, after teams start 3-1, how likely is it that they make the postseason?
And I'm so glad you did this, Matt, because when I went back, and I went back to the 2005 season and started moving my way up through there, and it is fascinating how 3-1 is a very good place to be in the league, but it's not a guarantee either. Let me go ahead and just give you the big picture view. Since 2005, we've had 58 teams in the NFL that started a season 3-1, just 58 during that time period. 34 of them made the playoffs. That's just under 60% of them, so it's not a lock. But you're in really good shape taking a look at the past 10 years.
Give me that number one more time.
60% of teams. It's just a little bit there. 34 out of the 58 teams that started a season 3-1 since 2005 have made the playoffs.
Okay.
Now, here's where it gets weird, though. You take a look back last season. Let me give you some teams that all started at 3-1. You tell me what they have in common. The Lions, the Bears, the Titans, the Dolphins, the Colts.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
The Lions, Bears. The Bears, the Titans, the Dolphins, the Colts.
They're mammals.
They all started 3-1, but only one of those qualified for the postseason.
One out of five. When you go back and take a look at it, if you start 3-1, you're pretty consistently going to be a playoff team. In 2012, four out of seven made the playoffs. The weird one in there in 2012 was the Eagles, who started 3-1 but finished 4-12. 2011, 6 out of 10. 2010, 8 out of 9. The only one that didn't were the Texans, who started 3-1, finished 6-10. 4 out of 6 in 2009, 2 out of 6 in 2008. That was a weird year where the entire NFC East was all at 3-1, but basically beat up on each other.
You know what I'm hearing here is, Lowe's, how old are you, like 35?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're old enough to remember Pete Rozelle?
Sure.
He would love this. It's not only parity across the NFL, it's parity within the season. A 2-0 or 3-1 start doesn't mean anything, because at some point during the season, you are almost as likely. What do you say? It's about 60% make the playoffs?
No. Just 60%.
You're almost as likely to have a dip somewhere in the season. Pete Rozelle, if you're not old enough, he was the commissioner through about, the late 80s?
Yeah, right before Tagliabue takes over.
And his whole thing was, I want every team to feel like they have a chance every year.
And the NFL is the best sport at doing that. Now, what I will say, though, and it's the sheer numbers game. Get the 3-1, and we all know 9 or 10 is the key number. 10 makes you feel very comfortable. Once in a blue moon, a team will miss like Arizona a year ago. So if you're 3-1, you start just doing the math. Can you find 7 victories?
Yep.
You go 7-5, and you feel like, wow, 7-5 is attainable. It gives us a chance, like Chuck says, and he's right, to have a dip. You have a 2-game losing streak in you somewhere. You have a back-to-back stretch of road games. You have that team that comes into your home building, in this case the Dome, and maybe upsets you or beats you. It gives you a little wiggle room. That's why, again, this game is just, I think this game is enormous. 2-2, you feel like you're stuck in the middle of the pack. You go 3-1, it will be a third NFC victory. You're looking around the NFC South right now, and here's New Orleans, who goes to Dallas. No guarantee they win that game. Carolina lost a home game where they got pushed around by Pittsburgh last week, and they go to Baltimore this week. Early in the season, I get it, but there's a pretty kind of a big feel to a game like this on the road against a beatable team.
And one more point to make about 3-1. In recent history, the Atlanta Falcons have been there. One of the times was in 2010. That was a very good 13-3 ball club. But take a look at their other times they've been at 3-1 since 2005. They were there in 2005 and 2006. That season ended in 2005, 8-8. 2006 ended 7-9.
Yeah, those are the Jim Mora years where the starts were fine.
Oh, yeah.
And one year they were 7-2, one year maybe 6-2, and then the wheels fell off in those cases. Lois, good job, my friend. Thank you.
See you, guys.